You know, in the United States, we have a feeling that nothing can ever not be normal. It's just unthinkable. And, you know, it's March 5th, and I live out in the country in upstate New York, and it's getting warmer, and it's a sunny day. And the ice is melting, and there's a little bit of green here and there. And there's just a feeling that spring's coming, and it's just going to be like spring, you know? It's going to be great. Yet this spring is going to be very different. And what we do, I think, is we create all this noise around us as a deliberate distraction, and so that we don't have to confront the chaos. And that has worked up until now. You know, I mean, it's just there have been these sort of snaps to reality, you know, escalating ugly, worse badness. 9/11, before that, the meltdown in the American election, the wars, the financial crash in 2008, a couple of years of hope, progress, and then obstruction. And some unthinkable, crazy Looney Tunes shit from the Republicans, like threatening to default on the national debt, which is, if you have the layers of what makes the United States strong, you know, why we have that feeling that it can never not be normal here, is because we have the reserve currency of the world. Our currency is in demand. And that means, unlike other currencies, as long as it's in demand, we can just keep printing it and get the value. In other words, all this talk about budgets and deficits and blah, 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 it's noise, because we don't really, as long as we have the reserve currency, we don't have a deficit. We can just keep buying things. So all the things that they say we can't afford, that's voodoo economics. We could afford all of it. And so the Republicans, somehow, whoever, I mean, you say, oh, they take their orders from the billionaires. That's what Bernie Sanders says. But I don't think any billionaire is going to recommend that particular thing. The billionaires were, they were shocked by this. Just like all the rest of us were. I don't know who they could have been taking their orders from. Somebody who really wants to destroy the United States, I could say that, and doesn't give a shit about the world economy, because we really did. Those were some unprecedentedly scary days. And then there was Election Day in 2016. An unthinkable thing happened, and we've been living with it ever since, and we've become incredibly good at distracting ourselves, and we have invented a whole economy around people who profit from distracting us. So we've got this really great ability to take our eye off the problem, which has always been there. We're Looney Tunes. We're crazy. Net, net. I mean, it doesn't matter where you apportion the blame, because this virus that's coming for us now isn't going to care who you voted for. I mean, isn't going to care anything about you except how healthy you are. And the less healthy you are, the more likely it is going to kill you. And that's it. It doesn't matter about your politics. It doesn't matter your criminal record, whether you pay your taxes, whether you're worth $1 billion or nothing. It doesn't matter if you have health insurance or not. I mean, it's just this amazing thing out of a science fiction movie or book. They're always trying to come up with, and I play the game too, always trying to come up with new scenarios that represent a greater dystopian problem for an Earth-like civilization to deal with. This is about as good as they come. Because, you know, it's not going to be a book or a movie. This is a series, hopefully with multiple seasons. But the chaos, and it doesn't depend on whether you have the reserve currency either. In fact, I would suggest that it is going to hit us harder than anybody else because we're going to be the last people to think that we're vulnerable to it because we feel invulnerable. I mean, this is always true that the weakest and smallest competitor in an ecosystem gets to find out about the problems first. And the strongest finds out about them last. And there's an opportunity to reshuffle the deck. And we'll probably respond to this the worst of any of them because we are coasting right now along without a government. We do not have a government. We're focused on how bad this thing we used to call a government behaves and how hard it is going to be to get rid of them. Virtually impossible. And meanwhile, we ignore the fact that they aren't a government. And they are actively destroying what's left of our government. And at a time when has it been clearer in the whole history of the world why you need a government? You know, Ronald Reagan used to say, I heard him say it, you know, the problem is the government. Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan was fucking wrong, okay? You know, government's a necessity, and we can't live the complex lives that we live with the incredibly deep support systems. We can't live that way without a government, without rules, without pooling our resources, without healthcare keeping us alive. Like I said, it's just this is health. Nature invented this virus. Evolution invented this virus. Another chance for people who dislike science. Your 3-5% of you are going to be killed by science. And we don't have the ability to keep working while this is happening. And because we can't keep working, we're going to not be able to eat. Who's going to care for the sick people? It's going to be hell. That's the way it looks right now. Now, maybe I'm crazy. It occurred to me that I've invented this whole thing in my mind, and the guys in the white coats are going to be coming to get me. But I don't think so. So anyway, what I'm doing today is I'm going to change the homepage of my blog, scripting.com. And it's just going to have a simple sentence on it. And that's it. Nothing else. The message is this. There's two messages. The text says a deadly virus is taking over the world and the United States doesn't have a government. And the other thing that isn't there in words is everything else you think is important isn't important and focus on this. That's why I'm taking everything else off. Only going to be for a little while, I think, I hope, because it's time to shift gears and think about everything differently. So, okay, talk to you later. Bye.